All right, let's hear how this story and others are playing out on social media. Brittany Levine Beckman is an associate editor at Mashable. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Look, Republicans are trying to blame this potential shutdown that could be coming later tonight on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. They're using the hashtag Schumer Shutdown.
Yeah, they are. And I would say that Democrats are using the hashtag Trump Shutdown. So you have the two sides of the political spectrum fighting on Twitter with their own individual hashtags, trying to blame each other for the shutdown. So you had the Democrats saying that it's Trump and the Republicans' fault because the Republicans control two houses of Congress. So how can it be the Democrats' fault? And then you have Republicans saying that all Democrats want to do is shut down the military with the Schumer hashtag.
Right. That's a big part of this debate, and it's obviously going to heat up as we get closer to midnight. Look, another interesting story going on. We mentioned it earlier this week. There's this Google Arts and Culture app. You upload a selfie of yourself. It then uses technology to find a portrait somewhere in a museum of fine art around the world. It's blowing up on people's Facebook and Instagram accounts.
Not only is it blowing up on people's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts, but now there's sort of been this conversation around people of color have noticed that the app tries to match them with some other ethnicity, as their own isn't well represented within the app. One of my colleagues at Mashable, who's Mexican American, he tried to use the app and it couldn't find a single Mexican to match him with. He was matched with a bunch of old white men or a bunch of Japanese men, and people on Twitter have noticed this too.
Well, and that's interesting because obviously Mexico is home to some of the most famous artists in the world.
Yes, and Google has lots of art in this collection, but a lot of the art focuses on European and Asian art in the library. And, you know, for Google's part, it's continually updating the collection. So we can imagine that eventually perhaps there will be more Mexican and Latino artists, but they're just not there at the moment.
Yeah. This next story, I can't even believe that I'm about to say this, but people are eating laundry detergent.
Yeah, do it. You literally.
Woo! Oh my God.
Did you just eat that?
I'm like, what? People are eating Tide Pods, those colorful laundry detergent packets. What is going on with that?
It is something that has been happening since around Christmas and a little bit before. It's this internet trend, the Tide Pod Challenge. Some people call it the forbidden fruit meme, forbidden snacks. Ugh. It's this idea that these colorful packets of Tide Pods look like candy. They look like gushers. So a bunch of teens and tweens online thought it would be fun, and it began as a prank to challenge each other to eat the forbidden fruit, as they say. But as we know, that forbidden fruit is toxic and poisonous, and there have now been so many videos, not just on social media, but on YouTube, too, that Tide, they have their social media manager now tweeting out to people that if you've eaten a Tide Pod, please contact Poison Control, go to your doctor.
And YouTube is taking those videos down, isn't it?
Yes. So YouTube announced this week and Facebook announced this week that they will be removing the Tide Pod Challenge videos from their platforms. You know, from the teens and tweens that upload those videos, the reaction has been no. From everyone else who thinks this entire thing is absurd, it's been what took them so long.
Everyone else, including me, Brittany Levine Beckman, associate editor at Mashable. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
People, do not eat soap, please.